The Third Brand.
Audio!
Previously on the Lost Tales of Adventuring. As the shields come down, the Horde falls upon the city of Highfront and breaches the gate. Falling back, Skylar sees the Grand Wizard of Highfront, Megaliades, fall to several arrows and is told of a magical key below Highfront that he must capture before the evil Horde destroys the city. Making their way back to the home of the Grand Wizard, Lizzie and Skylar bicker like a couple going through a divorce. As they reach the basement of Megaliades, they find their way into the lower dungeons of Highfront, where they face tests to move forward. Avoiding death by lava, Skylar clumsily knocks over a pillar, showing a way further into the depths. Once down below, two riddles leave Skylar intellectually impotent and pathetic, and Olivia saves the day, solving the riddles and helping to move our friends forward. Peering at a door made of light, our friends contemplate moving forward. Will they find the magical key and keep it from the hands of evil? Where are Kevin and Andrea? Will the taut sexual tension between Olivia and Skylar finally boil over? We'll find out right now on the season finale of The Lost Tales of Adventuring.
Okay, you guys are now staring at a bright open door. The door in front of you is open and the bright light is shining on you. And the room in front of you is barely visible. It smells like a forest right after a fresh rain, but you aren't able to see past the doorframe due to how bright it is. Skylar, you're still wearing the night vision goggles that are now burning your retinas.
I had night vision goggles on?
Yeah.
Those goofy looking ones.
You had some steampunk goggles on, but right now they're burning your retinas.
Oh, it's been a while. Ah! Ow, my eyes!
What's wrong with
my
you?
My eyes!
What's going on?
Shut up! Fire Queen!
I
pick him up off my head like, holy shit! Somebody just gave me a solar flare! Damn it, Tien!
Oh, Jesus.
I don't understand what just happened to you.
You don't get my references? Jeez.
Well, no.
Women.
As you guys are standing in the room, this door is open, and the brightness from inside is blinding. You also are hearing loud explosions and booms from above ground. At this point, you're probably three or four stories below ground, but you can hear what is probably the destruction and chaos of Highfront above you guys.
My eyes.
I'm kind of glad we're down here right now. It sounds pretty fucked up up there.
Yeah, we gotta get this Wolfenstein thing or else I don't think there's gonna be a Highfront left.
Why are you out of breath? I'm just so confused right now.
My eyes hurt. It makes me tired. I'm winded. I'm out of shape. Look at this. Look at this. And I stick my belly out. You see this?
I look at him up and down, disgusted.
Surprisingly, even though all we've had to eat is a few salted meats, I'm still a fat piece of shit.
Yeah, you do kind of look the same as when I met you. How does that happen?
I don't know. Did you hear that? Was that a...
Is there a dog?
From within the room, you hear the bark of a mad dog.
Oh, what the fuck? I didn't know there were dogs here.
Ah, great.
God, is it... Wait, hold on. Is it cute?
You can't see in the room. You only have brightness, and it's blinding in the doorway. By the way, the doorway that you're looking at, it's wide enough for multiple people to walk through side by side.
I just start walking towards the door.
Skylar, can you put your shirt down? I'm starting to, get nauseous.
Fine. Fine.
Thank you.
Why don't you go start a fire?
Well, I can.
Yeah. I used to be able to start fires all the time.
I don't recall.
Bitch.
Skylar has a flashback of having gauntlets that lit on fire at his beck and whim. Now he looks down at his stump.
I just get a little sad, but I don't show it.
All right, Skylar, you said you were gonna walk towards the door.
Yeah, I'm walking as I put my shirt down.
I run to catch up to him, so we're side by side.
Skylar, as you walk through the doorframe, you feel yourself getting lighter as you walk past. And Livy, you're going right behind him.
Right beside.
Oh, right beside.
Because we're equals.
All right, both of you equally. Yep. As you walk through, feel a lightness come over you as you walk through the doorframe and you come out the other side and you enter a room. And Skylar, looking down at your side, you notice that all of your belongings and other bits and pieces are no longer with you And Livy, you also see that all of your belongings, bits and pieces, and items that you had are no longer with you.
Even the soul necklace? Well is gone, everything? Mm-hmm.
Everything is gone from you.
Clothes?
Skylar, my necklace!
You still have clothes.
Okay.
But no, there's no items and no magical stuff, no swords, nothing.
My necklace!
The spirit well!
Shut up! No, my necklace!
I don't care about you. Dude, the spirit
well. You used my necklace. You understand how much it meant to me.
That's not what I used it for. I didn't use it to...
The booty hole
I did not use the necklace to, like, say, oh, please, necklace, tell me how much you mean to Olivia. Let me understand this. No, I used it for some other purpose that I don't even recall, except I just recall that it wasn't that. But the soul well is gone. That's the thing Bortok wants. That's the thing that... It was like Crandon's super weapon.
Okay.
It's gone.
Well, everything's gone.
What if I go... Wait. And I turn around. Is the door still open?
Yes, it is.
I walk back outside.
Walking back through the bright archway, you feel the brightness and everything come back on you. And as you get through the doorway, all of your belongings are back on you again. And you see the spirit well attached to your good arm.
Do you see this? And I turn and look through the door. Can I see her?
Livy cannot see through the doorway. There's a bright light.
Can she
in
hear me?
In the doorway, you cannot see in or out of the room.
Can I hear him?
Yes, you can hear him.
I have my things!
I can't see anything!
I have my things!
You have your things?
Yes!
My
hand.
Oh.
But the well's here. I have my rod. I have my, like, all my things are here. My possessions.
Huh? I run back to his room. Yeah, to check it because I don't.
Okay,
believe him.
Running back through the doorframe, Livy, you pop through and you feel your necklace just pop right back around your neck.
As soon as she comes through and shows up, I run back into the room, and then when I get in there, I yell out, "Not equals!"
Skylar's Skylar successfully establishes dominance by going back into the room by himself through the doorway.
Thought you had me, huh?
Livy, looking around, you still have your items on you and you're in this room. Standing in that room, you still hear the loud explosions and
Do I still hear the dog?
You don't hear the mad dog anymore. It could have been hallucinations from the door frame.
Could have just been a misheard explosion. I don't know.
Yeah, explosions sound like dog barks sometimes.
Maybe I farted.
I guess so. Oh.
Maybe.
Did you hear that duck?
That barking frog?
Sure. Looking around the room, you still hear all the explosions. You feel rumbling even to the room. And at this point, you start hearing what might be people now below ground. They're nowhere near where you're at this point, but you hear lots of shuffling and moving around of like troops. And it does sound like it may be below ground at this point.
Okay.
Like possibly heading down where we are, but not... as low yet?
Possibly, yeah. They could be on the path that you guys have just traversed getting down to where you are.
We did
but
open
you don't
up
know.
Everything. I run back to where we were before, and I mentioned this. Skylar, I think people are coming.
Yeah, I know. We opened everything. You should have closed the doors behind you.
I
were you raised in a barn?
Because
clearly I went through the door first.
And I opened that door for you.
Yeah, but you didn't close it after
you
came in.
You mother shouldn't have. He can be there.
Olivia, showing chivalry for Skylar, opens his door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really did, because she learned the fire riddle before you did.
Don't get me started on the fire.
And
fuck!
And the other riddle, too. The one right before that.
Yeah, you don't even know what that riddle was anymore.
It was the fucking coin.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, anyway...
She did. She got.
Yeah, I know.
All right. You guys are now in this room. The bright door frame sits behind you, and this room's a large circular dome room, and it's about 100 feet across. It's got stone walls and an unusual smell that doesn't match the dank, dirty-looking stone room. You smell like plants and trees and a forest almost. In the middle of the room, you see something that looks like a waterfall of prisms and rainbow sparkling colors with liquid flowing up and down from the floor to the arched dome ceiling. It does look magical. And around the prism flow, you see several bodies on the ground not moving, and the skin of the bodies looks gray. They look They look like lower status workers and a couple of gnomes. The bodies are twisted and contorted and look drained of life.
Where are the bodies?
They're scattered around the waterfall prismy thing in the middle of this domed room.
That kind of foils some of my plans.
And in front of you, there's a small stone table, and it sits with the words, "All you require lies before you," and you see several daggers of similar size and shape.
Skylar, I'm really confused here.
Well, I mean, it smells like somebody, like, let off some Febreze in here. Like, this is like, it smells like a laundry room, you know, like when the soap's, like, been going and stuff. This is probably, like, the cleanest it's smelled ever since I got into Skoldar.
It's very foresty. It smells like a fresh forest.
Even Andrea's spa wasn't this nice. I'm just kind of looking around like, whoa. Is that a fountain of youth?
Looking off to the sides of the room, Skylar, you see a mirror leaned up against the wall on both sides of the room. So you have a little table, stone table in front of you. It has a bunch of daggers of similar size and shape and two mirrors off to both sides of the room.
Okay.
And this is a huge domed room.
I head over towards the fountain, since I already mentioned the fountain of youth.
All right. Walking up closer, you kind of peer at it, and in the middle of the weird aberration you look at, you see an oversized key-shaped object with a black aura around it, rotating up and down and around and left and right in the middle of the waterfall of magic.
Holy shit. Dude, it's... I think that's the key. That's the Wolfenstein Spiel key.
I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Megalides, he sent us down here. He said, get the key. Help out.
He sent you down here. I fucking chased after you. Well. I'm still concerned about Kevin. Like, what the fuck? Are we allowed to be able to go get Kevin again?
I mean, he's a giant lizard man. He probably fend for himself.
Yeah. Oh, am I a lizard still after I went through that lightning?
Yeah, she's
am
still,
I me?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm just
still a lizard?
I'm just looking past
that,
Lizzie.
Well, actually, I apologize. You were Lizzie until you went through the door. Now
you are back to normal Lizzie. That could have, like, led to a whole thing like, oh, you're you again. Thanks a lot for that, Mitch.
I fucked up.
Well, hold on. Rewind.
Yeah, you did.
Wow, look, I'm me again.
Now.
Whoa.
Now, we'll just pretend.
I had no idea.
We'll just pretend about that.
Okay. Well, I'm me now.
Yeah.
I was just seeing you as a person the whole time.
Yeah, so Skylar doesn't see race.
Yeah, I was looking. Yeah, or species. I don't see species.
He's not a speciesist.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
There you go.
That's great. Uh-huh. I'm glad.
Yeah. The first thing a man looks at is a woman's heart. It's not my fault the tits are in front.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That is fair.
You know, I've never thought about that.
Well, Skylar just blew your whole fucking mind, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blown.
It kind of did.
Okay. So anyways, it's the key. He said, yeah, you chased me. You chased me down.
Yeah.
You chased me down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're pretty fast, by the way.
Skylar, and smart.
Standing in front of the waterfall, you see the twisted and contorted bodies, all of them with, it looks like a finger or an arm near where the circle of this magical waterfall is.
Do these bodies have clothes?
Yes.
I start rummaging.
Oh, my God.
Through clothes, looking for clues.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And as I'm rummaging, I'm talking. You know, I don't know if we should touch that water. All these guys look like they're trying to touch the water. It's probably like a special, like, thing. Like I said, Fountain of Youth, but maybe it's like the opposite of that. Maybe it's like you touch it it's like that painting
of
that guy when he looks at the painting and it, like, sucks him dry, you know? What? Gray. Dorian Gray. Yeah. From the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. But it was he was in the movie, but then it was like
Skylar.
What? What?
I'm not.
Oh.
But I think you have a good point about...
But you're so smart.
With riddles, bitch.
Oh. I guess, yeah, my life is kind of a riddle, though.
It is. I'll never understand. I'll never figure it out. Mm. Okay. But I think you're onto something. You know, they're reaching for the fountain, and they're all dead. Like, they're dead people. Why are they dead? I'm so confused.
Everything we need is before me.
That was by the daggers.
Yeah, but I mean, we're in a giant room, and before me in this dome, is this biodome? Where's Pauly Shore? I don't know, but hey, these guys are here. They're before me. I'm looking through the pockets, and I continue to rummage.
All right, Skylar, around this, you see four humanoid people, but they've been drained of life, and their skin looks taut and shrunk up, and their mouths are wide open and scary looking, and two gnomes also. Rummaging through them and their belongings, the only thing you're able to find in all of them is a dagger, like the pile that you saw at the front of the room.
So I could assume that it came from the table?
Yes. They all similar size and shape from the ones you saw at the front of the room.
Man, these guys, they look like they got absorbed by Cell. you don't get that reference either. Jeez.
No.
All right. Well, hey, maybe if I just touch the water a little bit, like, I won't be so fat. It'll, like, kind of suck me up a little bit.
Oh, no. Or you might fucking die.
Yeah.
Because you came to that conclusion earlier. You know, they reach in there. Don't touch it because then die.
Well, just a little bit. Okay. Just a little bit of death.
In the middle of arguing, Skylar, you peer off to the background and you see one of the mirrors. It's pointed up slightly different, but something looks odd in the mirror image that you're seeing.
This obviously catches my eye. You said I saw it. So I'm like, wait, that all of a sudden I'm just like, that looks odd. And I just have this weird look on my face and I look at it. And then I
that's fair.
I grab the dagger and I start walking over towards it without saying anything.
All right. Pulling one of the daggers off of one of the dead bodies, you start walking towards the mirror. Livy, at this point, you're in the middle of the room. Like I said, it's 100 feet wide, so it's a pretty big room. Looking around, you have the still moving waterfall of magic and other shit still moving up and down, and it looks a little bit like a lava lamp and like the Rainbow Bridge from Thor.
Ooh.
It's sparkly.
You know what I want to do? I'm going to pluck a hair out of my head and throw it in it.
Interesting. Is that what you're going to do?
Yes. That is what I'm gonna do.
Skylar, as you're walking over towards the mirror, you take a look at the mirror, and it's at an angle because it's resting against the wall. And when you look at the mirror, you see the ceiling of the room, or partial part of the ceiling of the room, and you see plants and flowers and vines across the ground and ceiling that almost look like ropes, and they're all over the room, but you can only see them in the mirror.
Hmm. Whoa, it's like a funhouse mirror, and I kind of just like tap it with the dagger.
All right. Livy.
That was cute.
Livy, you pluck your hair and you throw it towards it?
In it.
You throw it in it?
Yeah.
All right. It's not heavy enough to go in, and it just goes to the ground.
I pick it up.
I rolled them, sorry.
I try again. I tie it in little knots.
You make little knots out of your hair?
Yes.
So it has a little weight to it?
Yes, please.
All right, fucking fine.
Yay.
All right, Livy, kind of bunching up your little hair.
Seeing as it's still just one strand of hair, does not go anywhere.
Somehow, by some magical ability, Livy's able to throw her hair into this weird fucking waterfall of magic. And you see it enter, and it just starts floating around in it, and you don't really see much happen.
Skylar, I threw my hair in here, and then nothing happened.
Yeah, that's nice. Hey, come check out this mirror.
All right. And I go and walk over to...
All right. Skylar, looking at the mirror, in the room, in reality, there's nothing. It's just a stone room with the dead bodies around. But in the mirror, you see all of this plant life and vines, like I said, all over the place that could be used like ropes and plants. And you see little bushels of material in the mirror.
Whoa.
Do you see this?
Yeah.
Do you see it? Do you think it's really there? Is there something that I see in the mirror that's close enough that I could maybe like... within a few steps, like try to like look at the mirror and then like you'll gauge by the mirror like if I could try to grab it even though it's being invisible.
Yeah, so you want to like reach down to the ground or something?
Yeah, and see if I can grab one that like I see in the mirror and like look at the mirror and
see
if I
can actually touch it. The mirror is at an angle up towards the ceiling, so you'd have to move the mirror to see the ground.
I reposition the mirror.
Alright. When you try repositioning the mirror, you recognize that the bottom of the mirror is kind of like a hinge on the ground or a fulcrum. You can't lift it off the ground, but you can move it back and front. When you pull it forward, you see on the ground all kinds of different vines and other shit. And you can see where it would be in comparison to your feet or hands.
So if I let go, is it going to like fall or is it stiff
enough? It would
enough?
Drop down, yeah.
Oh. Hold
or
this
you can lean it back.
Or here.
The wall.
Or no, I'll hold it. Here, try to grab that vine.
Okay.
Try to grab that vine right there. You see it?
Yeah. Okay.
No, not that one.
You
the one right there that I'm pointing at. That
okay.
one.
Okay, and I reach to where he's pointing, but on, you know, on the
All right.
real life.
So you just reach down with your hand?
Yeah.
Alright, reaching down with your hand, you try to grab what you see in the mirror, but your hand just touches the ground, and it's just touching stone ground.
It's not there.
When
I look in the mirror, do I see any of my items?
You see the dagger, and you see yourself, but that's it.
So not the spirit well, none of that? Her necklace wouldn't be there?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, Skylar, try reaching in the glass.
Well, earlier I tapped it with the dagger.
Yeah, it still appears to be like a mirror when you touch
Can't reach in or walk through it. Okay.
So it's not that magical. So
everything we see. Well, I don't know. Is it a hologram? Maybe it's a hologram. No, they don't have that here. This is like medieval times. The table. Everything lies before us. There's daggers. I know. Maybe it needs blood. Here, come over to the table. I'll slit your throat. Okay, not the throat. Maybe we'll prick a finger.
Okay.
Let's, you know, compromise. Well, I would prick my finger, but I have to hold the dagger with one hand, and I don't have a second hand.
Okay, yeah, so go pick out a dagger then.
I've already got one right here, and I hold it up.
Not the one that they had. What if it's contaminated?
Well, maybe it's the wrong dagger. Maybe you got to pick the right dagger.
Ooh, go check the dead bodies to see what dagger they all picked, and then match it and see if we can, you know, pick the one that no one else has picked before.
I want to try to compare daggers with what we have available.
Okay. From what you saw when you first walked in and the daggers that you pulled out from the dead bodies, they all appear to be similar sizes and shapes. You don't see any difference in design. When you held your dagger in front of the mirror, you noticed some lettering on the hilt of your dagger.
Did I notice specifically what the lettering was?
Nope.
Of course I didn't.
You could go look again.
But by further examining the daggers, I realized that, hey, a minute ago I saw something and now I don't see something. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. You only saw it in the mirror.
I'm curious. Am I still standing by the mirror?
Yes, you are.
Can I reflect it at the fountain and the dead bodies? Do I still see the fountain and dead bodies in the reflection?
You could angle it to look at that, yeah.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm going to attempt. Angle it, and I want to see.
All right. Pulling forward the mirror, you aim it at the magical waterfall and the dead bodies. And when you look at the dead bodies, you see people alive and well standing above the dead bodies. That could possibly be the dead people.
Wait.
No.
What?
This is the people. They're not dead in the mirror.
What?
They're alive.
Huh? I run back over.
All right, Skylar, running back over, you've got a dagger in hand. You get up to the mirror, and you see what Livy's talking about in the...
It's a dog. This dog is alive.
You see a dog that's now alive in the mirror around the dead bodies.
The dog.
There was a dead dog on the ground as well, but there was nothing to search, so Skylar didn't look around it.
This is going to be a terrible episode.
But you now see a dog standing above the dead bodies with the dead dog body.
Oh, my God.
Dude, what
They're standing and staring, and they have wide open eyes, and they're not blinking or flinching or moving at all.
Did they know I searched all their pockets?
I don't know.
Is that why they're looking at me like that?
I don't know. Or is it a contest?
Oh, look at this dagger. Look, there's letters.
In only in the reflection, right?
All
right,
yeah. You're looking at Skylar's dagger.
I'm looking at the dagger, but not the reflection.
No, look. You see it right here. On the
I don't see words.
You see on the hilt. You see it right here?
Now
look, and I point.
And
to
I
the
look
mirror.
Over at the okay. mirror.
Livy, looking at the mirror, you recognize letters that look similar to the letters that you saw in the. In the dungeon where the Thousand Strangers thing was performed.
But it
looks like the letters of demons and evil.
Oh, shit.
Skylar, this looks like when we were in that place demon, with the thing demon, and demon I words. And the stuff.
But this is supposed to be wizards. This isn't supposed to be demon land. What about? Hang on, I'm gonna get the other daggers.
Yeah, let's check them.
I want to just go gather all the daggers and see if they're all okay. The same letters or different letters.
There's 10 daggers, so you could pick them up in your arms and carry them.
Yeah, just yeah, put them in my make a little basket with my shirt or something.
All right, yeah, basket shirt.
Yeah.
Livy, you see his exposed gut again when he lifts up his shirt to carry the daggers.
I use my hand to cover the view, and while I'm just letting him do that thing, I turn to the mirror and I'm looking at the people and I wave to see if I can get a reaction from them.
Attempting to elicit a response from the ghost thingies above the dead bodies, you do not get any response. They still stare at you, unflinching and non-blinking.
What the fuck? They're like alive, but not. I don't know what to do.
Skylar, you've now made it back to Livy, who's still holding the mirror so you can see the people. And you've got all 10 daggers now in your shirt.
I start holding them up one at a time. Like I just kind of dump them on the ground, but then I look one at a time to see if the letters are different, the same.
Looking over all of the daggers, you find one dagger that does not have demonic letters or verbiage on it. It glows a green instead of a red on the hilt.
Shit.
And it has the symbol of the League of Wizards on it.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I see it.
L-O-W. Bitch.
Low.
Yeah, low. That's what I said the first time too. But no, it's League of Wizards. I came back after a while and was like, "Dude, I'm stupid."
Livy applies her second grade skills at spelling.
R-O-C-K.
Low.
Looking on the ground, Skylar, you can see it, and it's glowing with the League of Wizards symbol on the hilt.
Oh, okay. So I grab that one. And I start looking around. Now, what do
As soon as you touch that dagger, all of the vines and plants and trees now appear in the room that you only saw through the mirror. And now the mirror reflects no plants and trees and bushes.
Oh.
Holy shit! And I dropped the dagger because I got scared. Like, all of a sudden, like all the shit just like poofed. And I was...
As soon as you drop the dagger, it all disappears again. And now Livy can only see it in the mirror.
Scared.
Holy
fuck! Pick it up again!
Okay, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for that, all right? Hang on.
I
reached down
it.
Slowly this time, and then I grasp it, more prepared for what's about to possibly happen.
All right, as soon as you get your hands around the hilt of the dagger, you see all of the plants and vines and everything pop up back. You see flowers and other bushels of bushes and forestry pop up in this room all around the ceiling, the walls, the floor, everywhere.
Whoa.
Are items?
No.
Still no items. Okay.
You just have the dagger held in your hand with the League of Wizards logo on it, which is now visible in it where you're at, not in the mirror. And you see all of these plants and other shit all over the place and... you see vines stretching across the whole room and on the floor, across the ceiling. They could operate like a rope or something.
The people?
The people themselves now, you start to see the figures above them starting to evaporate a little bit, and they appear to be floating upwards.
Oh.
So they're still just dead bodies on the ground, though?
Yep.
Okay. Dude, this dagger is like... This thing's tripping me out.
I'm so confused. So did we get transported in the mirror? Did this dagger completely just, I don't know, flip everything?
I don't think
How are you able to do that?
I don't know. It was glowing, and I grabbed it, and the shit started
happening.
And then
all of a sudden you activated it? How can you do that?
I don't know, because I'm not good with riddles.
Ugh.
Why don't you go start a fire again?
Oh,
see what that does for us. Why don't you burn these vines down? Maybe, you know, that'll help us. We'll die of smoke inhalation.
I go look over.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I'll go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I go look over at the fountain again. Is my strand of hair still in it?
It's hard to see one strand of hair in this very tall, probably 50-foot tall stream of looks like a lava lamp of magic and prismy rainbow sparkles.
The waterfall thing didn't change at all from
it did not change.
Wow.
No.
Visually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Go figure. You couldn't find a single hair in there. And I roll my eyes like crazy. I roll my eyes like so you could hear it.
Wow. Skylar audibly rolls his eyes.
There you go. There you go. That's the word I was looking for.
Oh, God, I hate you.
I'm glad. So hey, everything is before us, right? Everything we need is before us. I got this dagger. That's a start. There's another mirror over there. There was two mirrors?
Yep. Mirror on the other side of the room.
There's another mirror. Maybe we'll see something different in that mirror, huh?
Okay, let's go look.
All right, so you guys are going to go to the other side of the room?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
All righty.
Skylar's figuring stuff out this time.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good boy.
Yeah. It's episode one, so I'm not that drunk yet.
That's fair. All right, you guys, making your way past, you see the lava lampy magic going, still flowing up and down. Nothing you can tell has changed from it. As soon as you get up to the mirror, you get close enough. And Skylar, you see yourself in the mirror, but it looks like all of your skin is gone, and you can see your veins and everything pumping and all your blood and organs moving in the mirror.
I'm Inside Out Boy from Nickelodeon. I didn't even go over the swing set. And I turn away and I don't look at it.
All right. Livy, you just heard this nonsense and you're walking up behind him.
I audibly roll my eyes.
Livy rolled a 20. So very audibly, Livy rolls her eyes at Skylar, freaking out at some nonsense in the mirror. Livy, you still see the mirror leaned against the wall, so it's aimed up at the ceiling, kind of. If you got close enough, you could look at yourself.
Skylar, I don't understand why you were freaking out.
You don't understand. You've ever seen Inside Out Boy? It was a claymation show on Nickelodeon. You never seen that?
No.
He swung too hard, and he went over the top of the swing set, and he turned fucking inside out. God, I'm dating myself.
Livy, you don't actually see yourself. You could see yourself.
Just,
if you look.
Okay, bear with me here. Okay. It's going to be a shocker. Take a glance in that fucking mirror. And I still just have my back turned. Like, I don't want to look at it.
All right.
I don't say anything. I tip it down.
All right. So I can see. Livy, tilting it down in front of you, you see what looks like you with no skin on your body and just the blood vessels and veins running through your body and all the blood... Basically, blood trails moving about your insides.
Skylar?
Is that a tumor? And I'm just all of a sudden, I'm like behind her, like looking at it. And I'm like, what's that growth?
You don't know.
Looking at Livy's reflection, Skylar, you can see mammary glands, like on the fatty tissue of her boobs.
It's just like yellow.
Yeah.
And clumpy.
It's yellow and clumpy and gross.
Yeah, it's not.
But it's her boobs.
Yeah, but.
I look down at myself to like reassure myself, like, is.
Your honor is still intact when you look down at yourself.
Okay. I look back up the mirror.
Does the dagger appear differently in the mirror? Is it still glowing green? And
looking at the mirror, you do see a yellow aura around it.
Okay, yellow, green, yellow. It's like a stoplight. Red light, green light, green, yellow, red. Maybe there's a red one. No.
But I don't.
You
want,
noticed that all
I
of your blood,
like that.
All of your blood is red.
Yeah, it's red. So if I stab myself, red means stop, I die. That makes sense. It makes sense. I'm starting to piece
so
it together.
Stupid.
Livy, as Skylar's talking to himself, you hear a loud explosion from down below. You hear it's not in your room, but it's in.
They're getting closer.
It is below ground, and you can audibly hear them closing in on where you are.
Skylar, there's people coming.
All right. Well. Okay. We need the key. Megalidia said we need the key. There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way to get the key without dying from the magic water. It's like Mexican water, but worse.
Oh, God. I don't know what to do.
So okay, everything we need is before us. There's vines. They could be used as ropes, maybe. Ropes.
Right.
We could do like some Pitfall Harry stuff.
Ropes?
Do you get a Pitfall Harry reference?
I don't know
you
what that is.
You gotta jump across the alligator heads. It's an Atari game. Atari 2600. God, I'm dating myself.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I understand these vines.
Okay.
We can use this rope, but what do we need rope for?
I don't know.
Do we need to, like, make a lasso and pull these bodies down since they're fucking floating? Where are these bodies going?
Did the bodies fizzle away already, or are they...
From what you saw in this other mirror, you can see the bodies. They're now kind of it's like they're weightless and they're kind of circling around the waterfall of magic.
Are they skinless?
They are not.
Oh, Jesus. What if we point the mirrors at each other?
When you look in this mirror, looking at the body circling around the floating magic and lava lampy magic, you still see the key floating in the middle of all of the lava lampy, prismy, rainbow magic stuff.
But yeah, so the fountain still appears to be the same in both mirrors and physically.
The key itself no longer has the black aura in this mirror.
I go and grab, is it vines or did you say there were roses too?
There's all kinds of flowers and plants, shrubbery. It looks like the floor of a tropical jungle.
Okay.
And the vines themselves, they look like rope. They could operate like rope.
Okay, well, I would like to do a test and grab a flower and throw it in.
Ooh.
The fountain.
All right. There are several flowers around of different colors ranging...
A red one!
Oh, there is, in fact, a red one. All right. Livy, plucking a red flower, you walk up to it. Skylar, you're looking on, and Livy, what do you do?
Skylar, I'm going to do a test.
Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to prepare you, because sometimes you're not prepared for anything, like when you grab the dagger and you just threw it.
Dude, that was like some crazy shit. Did you not get startled with all the stuff appearing out of nowhere? Like, no,
and then
you just
freaked
didn't care
out
about
that. At your reflection.
What the fuck am I supposed to do? I didn't have no fucking skin.
Oh, his high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
So I go and I throw the flower in the thing. Or I gently place it, whichever is.
All right. Well, what do you do?
I get as close as I can to it without touching the water. And I put it in.
And you just drop it in?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Livy. Walking up and dropping the flower into the magical waterfall-y type thing, you see it go in, and you see it start floating, and it starts to go up to the top, and it goes out of the room at the top, and you're no longer able to see it.
Skylar, did you see that?
What? No, I was still, like, tripping out with this mirror. I'm trying to figure out a plan.
No,
Skylar looks at his skinless dick in the mirror.
It's all veiny.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Skylar, I need you to pay attention.
Yeah, I am. It's,
okay,
what's up?
So I put this red flower in the fountain, and it like, and then it went up, and now it's gone.
Okay.
Let me try another flower. Here, watch. I want you to watch it.
Try. Oh, no.
What?
The knife. Green aura, yellow aura.
Okay.
Try yellow. Yeah. Try a yellow flower.
Okay. That's what I was gonna do.
Well, you just said you're gonna grab another one. You said you grabbed a red flower the first time. I don't know. Yeah,
I was going for a yellow flower this time.
So you're grabbing yellow flower?
Yes, please. All
right, let's pull this up here. I'm sorry. I had a burp.
Okay.
All right, Livy, plucking a yellow flower, you walk up again and throw it, drop it. What do you do?
Same way I did the first one.
All right, gently placing your yellow flower into the lava lamp of magic. It shoots up to the top again. Skylar, you see it shoot out, and it goes out of the top of the dome in the room.
I look back at him. Did you see that?
That
was the same thing that happened.
I saw it. It said it went out of the top of the dome. Is there an opening at the top?
Yes.
I see.
But it's just a magical waterfall from the top to the floor of the ceiling. There's like no egress or way to get into it. It's just the flow of this magic with the key. It's kind of spinning in the middle.
There's got to be a way to get that damn key. There's the yellow aura, the green aura.
I start making a lasso out of the vines, please.
I want to, while she's doing that, I want to like grab some of the other daggers and like, I want to prop the mirror so they're pointing like at each other.
Okay. They're on the opposite sides of the waterfall, so they won't actually be able to see each other.
Oh.
But, Livy, you're going to cut some vines to make a lasso?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. And what are you doing, Sky Lord?
Well, shit. At the table that when we first came in, it had all the knives on it.
Yeah.
It said everything's there before us, whatever. Was there anything else remarkable about that table that I can recall?
It's all you require lies before you. And all you see is it's kind of a the little ingress, like, bowl where all of the daggers were in, and that's it. There's no other pattern or clues or anything else that you can really see, just daggers.
I wanna edge over to the pond at the bottom of the waterfall.
Okay.
And I wanna like put the tip of the dagger in the water.
Okay. Skylar, just the tip. You place it into the lava lamp and you immediately see it part in the middle, and you now see this magical waterfall-y stream cut down the middle, and you just see the key kind of spinning around in the middle by itself, no longer with the magical waterfall around it.
Livy! I did a thing!
Okay.
I did a thing!
That's perfect, because I'm making a lasso to snatch it!
Is it big enough that she could just walk down there and get it?
Looking down into the trench, it looks like a bottomless pit.
Oh.
Above you, you also see emptiness and blackness above you. But you have parted the prismy, rainbow, sparkly type shit, and there's only just the circling key in the middle.
All right. Okay, yeah. Get the lasso.
Okay.
Do you really think you're going to be able to lasso this key? How big is the key?
It's pretty large. It's an oversized key. You'd probably say, if you were holding it, it's probably 10 pounds of copper just spinning around. It's a large key.
I mean, you could try if you want to try, but if that doesn't work, we're going to have to try something else. Like maybe we could like tie some vines and we'll like do some like Sylvester Stallone cliffhanger, like shimmy across there and grab it or something.
Don't get that either. But, okay.
So all go right, ahead.
Yeah, back to
go ahead and...
Skylar, you still have just the tip into the wet waterfall.
Well, it's where I touched the tip in.
You have somehow, by placing it past the threshold of the circle in the middle of the room, the dagger has made a part in the middle of that lava lamp that's falling up and down.
All right, have you been to like a rodeo? Do you know how to lasso?
I'm a master of knots.
That'll make sure that the lasso, like, you know, like,
it works.
Slips tightly
and
stuff,
work.
But are you good at, like, throwing it?
Skylar, as you have the dagger on the ground, it looks like you could just leave it there. It doesn't require you to hold it.
If I let go, it's not going to, like, fall in the goddamn hole, is it? You're giving me false information.
You
You've
said
done
just
that.
The tip, so it's not like gravity would make it fall over.
Is there any rocks I could, like, set on it?
There's other daggers.
That's stupid.
There's dead bodies.
Okay, yeah, sure, okay. Yeah, fuck it. All right, I pull the dagger back out, and I go and I grab the nearest dead body and then drag it back and, like, set the dagger in and then set, like, the dead body on the dagger just so that way it doesn't fall in the hole.
All right, Livy, as you see him pull out just the tip, you see it all go back together, the lava lamp, waterfall, and then he grabs a dead body and starts moving it over. You have no idea what the fuck he's doing. He places the dagger back, puts a dead body on top of it, and it looks as though it's holding with an empty space in the middle with the key still floating around and circling like a globe in the middle.
Was it Skylar?
Yeah?
How did that work when you let go and everything was still the same?
What are you talking about?
The dagger!
No, I took the dagger with me. I just pulled it out of the water.
Yeah, but you're not touching it anymore.
No, it's touching now. He put it back and then put a dead body on top of it.
Oh, but then I put the body on
top.
But then if I let go of the dagger,
but he's not touching the dagger anymore.
Well, I don't know. Maybe because it's touching the water. It's supposed to touch the water. Maybe that keeps it going. I don't know.
You're right. I mean, it's all magic. I'm just so
Like I'm some kind of wizard.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you are.
I put my one hand up and my nub up, and I go. I make like this gesture, like I'm a wizard.
All Skylar right. makes weird motions like he's a wizard with a stubby arm.
Okay, well, my lasso's ready.
Give it a go.
Okay.
All right. Skylar, looking on, you peer at Livy, who... What are you doing with the lasso? Do you do a couple?
Yeah, I get kind of close. I'm not going to do it hella far. I'm going to do it close enough to where it's Livy. More practical for me.
All right, Livy, loading up. Do you do like cowboy, or do you do like a granny throw, like ring toss? How do you do it?
I do cowboy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because that's how I saw it in the TV shows. It
takes a lot of talent to do a cowboy.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. Cowboy lassos takes years of training. Libby!
What?
You do a cowgirl throw of the lasso.
Yeah.
And it goes up towards the key, and you actually see it snag one of the ridges of the key. And if you pull it taut, you could probably latch around it.
I do so.
All right.
Look, Skylar, I did it.
Livy does a cowgirl toss. Skylar, you look on, and she did something that actually it looks like it took a little talent.
Reverse cowgirl toss?
No.
No, just regular. Okay.
Regular cowgirl.
Oh, regular cowgirl.
Okay.
That's good, too.
Yeah, that's fair. That's yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
you get it latched around, and you see it cinched up, and the key stops circling around, and it now appears to be solid where it's at.
Can you pull it?
I'm trying.
Livy started
pulling. So try harder.
Well, catch it just in case it falls.
Livy, you feel a little bit of give to it, but you do start pulling it out of its anti-gravity orbit inside the circle. And Skylar, as she's doing this, you hear a loud explosion, and it appears to be in the room just behind you guys that you came from.
Oh, shit! And I look back towards the door.
Nobody's coming through yet.
Hurry!
I'm trying!
I run over and help try to pull the rope in faster.
All right. Both of you are able to yank the key out.
As equals.
As equals in life. Skylar and Olivia both yank the key out of the fluff magic waterfall, and it clatters onto the ground, and you hear a loud blast of light. You see a large blast of light. I mean,
wow, that was so loud. I mean,
technically, when you see light, you're like you're seeing the photons. Like you could see it, I guess technically in a way.
You guys hear
like a flashbang.
Like a flashbang. Yeah, there you go. She knows what a flashbang is, but not a fucking Atari or the Specialist or fucking... Okay.
As this happens, you see the lava magic waterfall start to combine together, and you see it moving like it hasn't moved before, and it starts jetting out and towards the key and into the key. You start seeing it blast in there, and you feel the air rushing past you, and it's like you have a weed blower blasting in your face of both of you right now as this magic's going into the key.
A weed blower?
A leaf blower.
Or a weed.
Oh, he said weed blower, but yeah, I got what he meant. Yeah.
Ah, fuck you. Yeah. The leaf blower is blasting you guys in the face with this magical rush into the key. You guys are barely holding on. And it's still rushing forward. It's pretty loud at this point. It's like you're in a wind tunnel.
Like how strong is this force of wind? Do I need to like clutch the ground?
It's like a 50 mile an hour wind, and it's not blowing you over like a hurricane, but it's blowing.
I gotta lean into it.
Yeah, you gotta lean into it.
I'm leaning into it.
All right, Libby.
I put some weight in my feet and kind of tangle them in the vines in the ground.
Ooh,
just to get a
Libby gets
better
a little
grip.
Anchor with that, Skylar. Both of you secure your feet on the ground well enough to hold against this blast of air and energy that's going into this key. And you start to see it wrapping up, and it just finishes as you see a couple of people come through the light doorway that no longer has the light there. And as they come through, you recognize them as the dark figured creatures that were out in front of High Front prior to this whole engagement below ground.
So,
but they're about 50 feet away from you guys.
So everything's gone into the key at this point?
There is no longer a waterfall of magic. It appears to have all gone into this key, and it's laying on the ground in front of you guys.
Quick, grab the key! And I run over to where the dead body was, like, laying on the dagger.
All right.
And I go grab the key.
Livy, you grab the key, and you feel energy coursing through you, and you actually feel it energizing you, and you feel a tingly, bizarre... like you just drank the best cup of caffeinated coffee in your life and you're jazzed up with energy and life.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's great.
Skylar,
I like this.
Her hair looks really good now.
I haven't noticed yet because I ran over to the dead body. And
he
I,
would never notice.
I pull, did you dye your hair? You were blonde?
God damn it.
I go and I pull the dagger out from underneath the dead body.
Pulling that dagger out again, you still see it with the little green glow of the League of Wizards on the hilt, but there's no longer a waterfall of magic anymore. It just a bottomless pit below and above you. And as you've done this, you've seen about 6 or 7 guys coming through the door in black robes, and you actually recognize one of them as an elf-like creature, except his skin is completely black. It has larger ears than you've seen on any elf before, and really sharp fang-like teeth as he smiles at all of you.
It's a dark elf.
Is that Eldas?
It is not Eldas. It looks like an elf, but black.
Racist.
His skin is black.
Okay.
All right.
So
black elf lives matter.
Oh. And we just lost all our listeners.
Yeah. Okay. All 12 of them.
Okay, yeah, all exactly. They just all download our shit like 50 million times. all right. I got the dagger. I get back over to Liv's there, and I'm like, fuck. He said to get the key, and we have the key, but I
got the key.
I don't think he said what to do with it.
I don't know, but this thing has a lot of energy. Did you see my hair?
Oh yeah, it does look a little different.
Thanks.
Livy's hair looks like it's been done up for fucking prom. It looks really, really good.
It's the key did it. The key did it.
Well, here, combine it with the dagger or something.
Okay.
Oh shit.
I go touch.
All right. Touching the dagger and key together, there's a blast of energy that begins and blows out from both of you. It blows both of you back about 10 feet from each other and lands you both on the ground. You also see the other guys that came into the room blasted and completely vaporized.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I'm going to have a headache.
They're gone.
All 6 of the guys that were in the room with you have just been obliterated into nothingness.
How the fuck did that happen?
I think I know what to do with the key. We got to get up there and save Highfront.
Okay, so with the dagger and the key, what if it doesn't come out with us?
There's only one way to find out.
But okay. Right. Well, so if we walk as equals.
Enough with the equals. Let's just go.
Okay.
You're still clinging on to that. Fucking women and their grudges.
Hey, man.
Look, I'm over the fire thing. I'm over it. Okay?
Oh, are you? Then why are you bringing it up?
To prove a point.
Let's go!
Oh, my God.
And I start walking out the door with the key in my hand because he is wasting time.
Oh, God damn it. All right. As you walk towards the door, now that everything has blasted out and come forth, you see the light barrier back in the way. It's back up, and the light barrier of pure light is now in the door frame that you came into the room with.
Is the waterfall back?
Nope.
Wait, what am I doing again?
You were walking. We were going to walk out the door.
Right.
That's the only entrance and exit from the room other than the holes where the magic waterfall was in the ceiling and the floor.
Right.
Let's go through.
All right.
See what happens.
I still got the key.
Light barrier. But there was no light barrier for a minute when we first got it?
No, when you first got it out of there, it went away. Yeah, but after the explosion from touching shit, it went back.
Ooh.
When you guys touch tips.
Yeah.
When you guys docked.
That's what she means when she says don't touch it.
When you guys docked. All right, so Livy, you going first or both of you together as equals?
I'll go first. It's because he's tired of us being equals. So I'll just be superior.
Livy, you step through the doorframe, and you recognize all of your belongings back. Your necklace drops back on your body, and the key is gone.
Oh, Skylar, don't come through. The key's gone.
Okay, come back. Come back quick.
Okay.
All right. Livy, jumping back through, all of your items now disappear, but the key is back in your hand.
We can't take this out.
Son of a bitch. The ghosts? Are they still floating around?
You can't see them.
In the mirror.
You'd have to go to the mirror to see.
I thought once like we grabbed the dagger and the vines and stuff all showed up. I thought you said they were kind of like floating around, like wisping around.
They were in the mirrors.
Oh, just in the mirrors?
Right.
Yep. Okay, I run over. You already tried to wave and they didn't care, but then also now they're floating around and they weren't doing that before.
As you're talking and figuring things out again, you hear another explosion and more people. It appears that there's a few waves that may be coming down and following the path that you guys laid in front to get down to this room.
Skylar, I don't know what to do.
Dude, Megalides, he died or some shit. I don't fucking know. He told me to get the fucking key. He didn't tell me what to do with it. I should have asked more questions.
Okay, well, yeah, you should have.
Yeah, I should have.
And then Kevin's out there. He's probably fucking dead now.
I mean, he could have like burrowed or something. He's a fucking lizard, you know? He can regenerate limbs and shit. I wouldn't worry about him so much. Let's worry about us. We're in here. They're coming down. There's fucking explosions. We need to get the fuck out and save the goddamn world.
You're right.
Yeah, I am right. I'm always right. Except for when it comes to fire riddles.
Well.
I'm sorry. I was uncalled for.
I thought you let it go.
Livy, holding on to the key. It's a large key. It's probably as big as your entire arm that you're holding in your hand, and it's about 5 to 10 pounds in weight. You notice a white aura around the entire key, and it's still filling you with energy and a bit of determination, and you feel its power coursing through you.
Oh, God, I wish I had my necklace at the same time that I had the key. Mm-hmm. Skylar, can you hold on to this key?
I'm kind of already holding a dagger. I only have one hand.
Okay, but this is a very large key. Maybe hold it between your legs.
All right, I go to put the dagger. If I try to put the dagger in my belt loop, does all the shit disappear?
Fuck, I didn't think about that.
Still on my person, but not in my hand. That may make a difference.
Do you put the hilt against the skin of your tummy?
No.
Put it in your mouth.
No.
Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth, she says. Wow.
Put it in your fucking mouth, Skylar.
Yes, mistress.
Here, hold the dagger in your mouth and then hold the key. I need to go and use my necklace really quick.
Okay, here. Give me a key.
Okay, here.
Give me a key.
Okay, right. Here you go. And all I right. Run out.
Livy, as you hand it over to Skylar, you feel almost drained of energy, and you feel a little bit zapped. Skylar, you get jazzed up.
Oh.
You just fucking did 3 fucking rails of cocaine.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to need that key back one because I'm just...
I just start looking around. I'm like,
be careful.
Skylar's pupils dilate.
Skylar, Skylar,
run
hold
a marathon.
On to that energy because, my God, once you let go.
I can run a marathon like this.
Shut up, and
you
I just, go through the
you
door.
You do? Talk to the whole time?
Yeah.
All right, Livy, you jam through the doorway, and as you do, you pop out, and on the other side, you see Bortok staring at you right in the face about 10 feet away from you, and you see a couple of his people behind him as well, and he looks at you, and he smiles ear to ear, showing his teeth, and you see the black aura and weird black smoke of whatever he's possessed with leaking out of his empty eye socket as he looks at you. And you smell the fire of brimstone and burnt wood.
Hi.
But you have your necklace around you and all your belongings back.
Hi, Bortok. Hey.
Hello there.
Hey, man. What you doing?
Show us to the key.
What key?
You know exactly what key.
I don't know. And then I run back.
Running back through the portal, you
Skylar!
Pop out.
Sorry.
And you can now see Skylar. Skylar heard everything that just happened.
I've been like running around in there all fucking hyped up and
yep.
Shit.
Skylar!
I'm now on the opposite side of the never-ending hole.
All
right. Skylar! All
right, fair.
Skylar, there's Bortok. He's right outside the door.
Is Bortok outside the door?
He's fucking outside the door, and he's asking for the key.
Yeah, I heard him say, give me the key.
Give me the key.
You're way over here.
Take the fucking dagger out of your hand.
Olivia ran back to you. She has pulled the key away from you. And you still have the dagger in your mouth.
Take the dagger out of your mouth. Talk to me. I grabbed the dagger out of it.
You could cut my lip.
Skylar, Livy, you can hold both of those things. Skylar, you feel drained. You're on the withdrawals of coke right now, and you're down and de-energized. Livy, you're jazzed up. And holding both of the items, you feel a weird awareness come about you. And Skylar, you see Livy lift off the ground, and you see her actually float about a foot off of the ground. What? And Livy, you feel holding this dagger and key, you could do anything you wanted.
You don't even have your boots on. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know, but
how come
I really...
you get all the dope shit all the time? That's fucked up, man.
It's because of my hair.
I don't even notice anything. Looks the same.
Skylar, I really feel like I can do anything.
What is this, Reading Rainbow? Are you LeVar Burton? Put on your visor, Jordy LaForge.
Livy, you're floating off of the ground, and Skylar, looking at her, you see her hair floating like she's in zero G, and you see her just floating a foot off of the ground.
You look like you're underwater.
Huh? Okay, Skylar, I have an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'm going to try something.
Okay.
This okay.
Sucks.
Okay, well, Skylar, come here. Come hold my foot.
What? I have to get up?
Yes.
Come on.
Look, hey, man, I was there with you, but all I
right,
still
all right,
went out.
All right,
and you want to know what?
Right.
I talked to Bartok. He's out there, Skylar.
Yeah, I heard.
He's fucking out there.
I heard.
And he's asking for this thing. He's asking for this.
Yeah, he wants it. Maybe ladies wants it. We got to use it. You know, here.
Hold
okay.
on to my foot.
All right.
Okay.
As you're doing this, Livy, you hear some grinding, and it sounds like stone grinding against stone from the other room you just came out of. Okay. But Bortok and no one else has come through yet.
I grab onto her foot with my one good hand. And since she had jumpy boots before, she's just barefoot now.
She no longer has jumpy boots.
Mental note.
Yep.
Socks, yeah.
All
nope.
her shit, yeah. She's got socks, but they're pretty gross.
Who wears socks with open-toed jumpy boots?
Okay, Skylar. Okay, I'm gonna try this thing. I don't know what's gonna happen. Okay, I hold the key up and point it at the door, and then I use the dagger and kind of like try to aim that energy through that doorway where I know Bortok is.
Do you touch them together?
Yes, I do. But try to, like, direct that energy to go straight through that.
All right. Olivia, touching the items together, they both blow out of your hands and you drop back to the ground. Skylar, you see the dagger shoot across the room and plunge itself into the stones on the side. You see the key shoot all the way across the other side of the room and comes about 1 foot away from going down the bottomless pit.
Oh!
Does it come to a stop?
Yep.
Does the room go back to the way it was since now?
Yes, you no longer see the plants and shrubbery.
Yeah, we didn't get blown away this time.
Nope, just Livy dropped to the ground.
Yeah, okay, so I let go of her foot.
Yep.
All right.
And I head to the key as fast as possible. Is it still a light barrier at the door? Are they coming
in? There is still a light barrier at the door. Mm-hmm. Skylar, you pick up the key again and you feel juiced up. You've just done a couple of bumps, and you're feeling real jazzy and good. Livy, you're down on the ground, and you feel a little bit of a headache. It looks like touching them together caused a surge of energy.
I go and I try to get the dagger out of the wall.
Mm-hmm. All right, Livy. As soon as you get up to the dagger in the wall, you put your hands on it, and all of the plants and shrubbery pop back into the room, and you see the vines and everything else lying and shooting all over through the stone walls and floor and ceiling. And as you grab it and everything comes through, you see Bortok step through the light doorway. And as you look at him, he doesn't look like he just looked. You see an empty eye socket, and you no longer see the black aura coming out of all of his orifices. And you just see a goat man.
You look like shit.
You look like shit.
No, because you know what? What are you gonna do now? What are you gonna
do? I'm gonna kill you!
I don't think you are, because you don't have anything in here.
As he walks through, you see it looks like a couple guys start coming through in hooded cloaks, and you see three come through, four come through. Six are through, and you see eight different guys behind him, all wearing hooded cloaks. One is a larger person, probably some kind of ogre or troll, at least 8 feet tall. And you see them all standing there with no weapons on them, but they're standing right in front of the stone table with a bunch of, with an empty drawer that Skylar emptied of all daggers. daggers sit by the other mirror on closer to where Skylar's at after holding the key. So Skylar, you've got a dozen daggers sitting in front of you where the mirror is at. And they are empty-handed. They have nothing.
Well, I can only hold the key with the one hand I have.
Yep.
I'm still trying to get the dagger out of the wall.
No, you were able to yank it out.
Oh, okay.
And this key, is heavy and large. I can't, like, put it in a pocket, correct?
You did the dagger in your belt loop. You could put it in a pocket.
Well,
she
got the dagger out of the wall.
Right, but you have the key.
So you said the key was big. It was like 10 pounds. Like, because if I want to grab a dagger, I've only got one hand.
But you still kind of have your jumpsuit. It's pretty worn and fucked up. But you can put it in your pocket, and your pants won't fall off because you're in a jumpsuit.
I attempt to put the key in my pocket.
Fucking good to go, Skylar. You slide that key right into your pocket. You still feel jazzed up and ready to go with your one arm. Looking at all of these guys standing in the room, they no longer have any weapons or items of any kind, and it looks like Bortok no longer has the powers of Kiliki.
How far away would they be?
From you, they're about, let's say, 20 feet away. Livy, they're about 40 feet away from you.
Okay. Do I feel jazzed and energized to the point where I could, like, throw a knife at super speed?
Yes.
Or is it like... Okay, yes. And the knives are right at my feet?
Yup.
Okay, who's in front?
Bortok, with 8 guys behind him.
So I reach down and I grab a dagger. Is the mirror, that's because it was in front of the mirror?
Yeah, you're in front of the mirror.
So I grab one.
And as you're looking at all of those guys and Bortok with the guys behind him, you start seeing these black pings or black slams on the other side of the light in the door frame. You're not sure what's going on, but it looks like something is slamming into the light of the door frame.
Okay, so possibly his demon soul trying to get through. Kiliki's trying to get in.
Livy, you hear the echoes and you smell burnt wood and brimstone like you did previously when you're in that room.
So the mirror that's by the daggers is tilted up. I can't see any of the daggers in the mirror.
Not at this point, no.
Okay, well, I just reach down and I grab one.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's just one of the shitty demon ones or whatever.
Okay.
And I say, hey, yo, Bortok!
What? You will die! Give me the key!
You want this key? It's right here in my pocket.
Give me the key, Skyman!
Yeah, you don't get to call me that. Why don't you come over here and take it from my cold, dead pocket?
As you say that, Bortok fucking gets in a runner stance and he starts jetting right at you in a full sprint.
I'm super, super hyped up.
Yep.
So I take the first dagger I have and I throw it at him.
All
right. With my super jazziness, and then I grab a second one and then charge. Well, that one's like still in the air or something.
Oh shit! All right, Skylar, jazzed up on fucking magic key juice. You chuck the dagger at Bortok, and it plunges right into his gut. You see it splatter out, and Livy, you see blood squirt out of the front of him, and it's actually pouring blood out. You see the other guys, and a couple of them look at you, a couple of them look at Skylar, and Skylar's now jamming straight at him. What are you doing? You have the magic dagger right now.
Right. I was really just planning to run up to Skylar and try to touch that dagger to the key again. I yell out, Skylar, let's touch tips again.
I disregard all that. I'm focused.
I run after him.
I'm focused at the task at hand.
I'm running with the dagger and I'm.
So you're about 20 feet away from him and he's 20 feet away from them, but Bortok's running. Okay. So you would start taking off towards him.
Yeah.
All right. As you do that, 3 of the other guys starts running towards you from the opening and the entrance, and they're pretty much running directly at you. None of them have any weapons. If you were to continue running straight, you may make it to Skylar, but it's not guaranteed. Or you can try to address one or all of them with the dagger. It's up to you. But you kind of have to decide whether you beeline it to Skylar or you take on these three guys coming at you from your right.
I'm going to beeline it to Skylar.
All right, let's give it the roll. Fucking shit. Livy, with the speed of an fucking Olympic sprinter,
woo!
You jazz it up and run directly at Skylar, who has the key in his pocket, and you're able to make it there. But as you're approaching, Bortok is still coming towards Skylar with a dagger in his gut. Skylar, you have the opportunity for some kind of saving maneuver or dodge maneuver, but he's coming at you with an attack.
Well, we were going face to face, so instead of a defense, can we just both offense?
Well, he's making his move. You have the opportunity to do something defensively because you already chucked
the dagger. Well, he's just at me, so what kind of move is he making?
You're not 100%. He has no weapons on him except the dagger in his gut, but he's running straight at you, and he's going to do something offensively. You have the chance to do something defensively. And I'm going to roll to see how you fucking do.
Okay, well, I don't... Because if we were just running straight at each other in my mind, like, I would, like...
Wait, you were going towards him?
That's what I said. I threw the one dagger.
Yeah.
And I grabbed the second one and then charged. Yeah. Okay. So we were just, like, running at each other.
Okay, so you're fucking going full sprint at each other. Okay.
Oh. And I'm all hyped
up. Yours is still a defensive because you already took your turn. Now he's taking his. So you have to do something defensively. You can dodge. You can duck, dip. Or
dodge, dip, dive, duck, and dodge.
If you can dodge, all of the above. You can dodge.
Okay, so we're running at each other full speed.
Yep.
I got the other dagger in my hand. He's got one in his belly. As we reach up to each other, I do like a baseball slide, and I try to go like slide like under him, like between his legs as he's running at me.
Nutmeg. Ooh.
Nutmeg. See what happened here.
I don't know, man. I thought we'd just go like head to head, but you're making me do some kind of defense.
Okay. Trying to go between his legs in a full sprint towards each other. Skylar, you slide, and on the ground with all the plants and whatnots, you get caught up and you don't slide too well. As you do so, you collide into his legs, and you send him up and down and on top of you. And as he's doing that, he's got his hand on the dagger in his gut, and he lands on top of you, and he pulls the dagger up and into the air. Livy, you are approaching them with Bortok on top of Skylar with the dagger out of his gut and on top of Skylar.
I go and stab him from the back. Bortok with the magic.
Where do you
magic.
Aim?
The middle of his back.
All right, so you come up and try. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Livy, as you're doing this, several other of the guys are running up on you, but you are able to make it to him in time with your athletic abilities of sprinting towards him.
Yeah.
And you're able to plunge the dagger right between the shoulder blades of Bortok. And you see blood squirt up and out of his back, and he lets out a... And you see the dagger in his hand flop out, and he lands on top of Skylar, and he headbutts Skylar into the ground. It appears as though he may be hurt fatally. Skylar, you've got Bortok on top of you and a couple other fuckers coming up on you. And you've still got the key in your pocket, and you're jazzed up.
Bortok headbutted me, and he might be hurt fatally?
Well, he got stabbed in the back, stabbed in the gut, and now he's kind of on top of you after falling down and headbutting you, and now he's just off to your side a little bit.
So, but he's not moving, or what?
He's alive, but barely.
So I whisper into his ear, say, "This is for Kevin," and I take my dagger and I just like jam it like into his neck, like kind of like an upward motion, like under his jaw.
Like up and under his jaw, into his mouth?
Like up into, like, yeah, from Jesus the underside Christ. Jaw. Well, I mean, he's laying on me, and I have the angle.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Livy, you look on, and you're next to him. Two of the guys overpower Livy and drive her into the ground, but as this happens, Skylar, you jam the knife up into the throat and neck and into the mouth of Bortok. and you see it drive out as blood spews out of his mouth like a dark black waterfall. And it appears as though you may have just killed Bortok as he splatters blood out of his mouth. And Skylar, you may have just killed Bortok. Livy, you've got two guys on top of you, and they're both punching and kicking and beating you.
I thought that was going differently.
They're not raping her, Skylar.
I don't know. It started out with two guys on top of her. I don't know.
Let go of me! Then I start squirming and kicking.
They're on top of you, beating and punching and driving you. You see Bortok with a knife in his throat and mouth, squirting blood everywhere. The larger troll is not even paying attention to your fight, and he's walking over towards the bottomless pit hole in the middle of the room. Skylar, you've just killed Bortok.
Yeah, I twist the knife and then pull it out.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, okay. As you twist and pull out the knife, what looks like maybe one of his tonsils comes out with the knife on the edge of the blade, and you've completely eviscerated his throat and neck. You see part of his spine severed and open in the open, and you see his eyes stare up into the sky, and his life force is now gone.
And then I try to just, like, push him the fuck off of me and shit. Because it's pretty intense in there right now, so it's like, you know, I don't have time to savor, you know, the Kevin revenge.
It's super intense. Livy, seeing this, Skylar has killed him, but you're getting the shit beat out of you by two guys. Another five other guys are now running up, two of them behind the troll that's walking towards the bottomless pit, and three of them running towards you guys. Looks like they're going to jump in, fucking middle school jump and fight, and just start kicking and punching you to death.
Pathetic.
Skylar, you're fucking jazzed up. You just killed Bortok and you've got the key.
I still got the key.
You're PCP'd out right now with a dagger in your hand.
I tried to harness. How far away is Livy?
She's right next to you.
Okay,
She's like 5 feet away from
you. And who's she fighting with, or what's?
Two guys are on top of her just kicking and punching and beating the shit out of her.
Sucks.
I get it.
I try to harness the energy of the key, and like I just like kind of like crouch down like I'm a power up a little bit, and then I like try to just like lunge, like assume like Dragon Ball Z status, like I jump off the ground, like this is in my mind, I jump off the ground and like the ground like breaks underneath me as I spring off it, you know,
naturally.
and I just go to like do like a like one swift move, like a double slash, like one on each person.
Oh shit, with a key, using it like a weapon, like in right.
Fucking Skylar, imagining leaping off the ground to come with two strikes like Dragon Ball Z, do exactly that.
Nice.
Wow.
Livy, from the ground, when you're not being kicked and punched, you see Skylar blow a hole into the ground, much like Dragon Ball Z, with pressure coming off of it, and he leaps at you. And with two quick slashes faster than the speed of light, you see the two guys on top of you cut in half and the top halves of their body drop, and blood and gore and guts and intestines and internal organs fall on top of you, covering you in blood. And Skylar lands on the other side and he looks like Goku.
Wow.
This key is fucking amazing.
Holy shit, Skylar.
Who else wants a piece?
Oh, Skylar. We got to touch tips.
Livy, as you're just now looking up and wiping the blood out of your eyes, you see the doorway that was being smashed with black. You see the barrier break, and you see a black smoke pierce through and come into the room. A lot like a living entity, this ghostly black form comes into the room, and you see what looks like gray eyes in the middle, looking around and darting left and right.
I slowly start crawling to the dagger that I stabbed into Bortok to pull it out.
Okay. Livy, you're able to yoink out the dagger that you plunged into his back. And as you grab a hold of it, you look up and you see what looks like this weird smoke entity looking up, and it looks directly at Skylar, who still, like in a pose, like he just did something super cool, super and showing anime-like. Off.
Ginyu Force.
He still has his arms outstretched and to the side, but he's looking at the ground like he just did something super cool, and he's showing it off. He's really, really showing it off.
Skylar, I understand that you just did something really fucking cool, but I think that's Kiliki, and I need you to reach back with the key. Reach back.
As you say this, you see the smoke cloud dart towards Skylar. Livy, looking up at Skylar, he now pops his head up as you say all of that. And Skylar, you see the smoke cloud coming right at you.
I quickly drop the dagger and reach into my pocket for the key.
And I reach out with the League of Wizards dagger to try and touch the tips again.
You're not close enough.
Thought I was right there.
Well, you're about 10 feet away because he did the super slashing dash.
Yeah, I was super slashing.
So he's about 10 feet away from you.
You're right.
But you see the smoke monstery thing jamming right at Skylar. You've got a dagger. Yeah. What do you do?
I mean, 10 feet isn't that far.
I reach into my pocket.
All right.
I grab the key.
Okay.
It's my one good hand.
Okay.
And then I just hold it outstretched like, come do what you gotta fucking do with this key as I stare this smoke figure in the face as it's coming at me.
And I jump up and reach. I guess.
Alright, so this is all happening at once in a big, tremendous, big, tremendous ending moment.
Yes.
Holy shit! This is all improv, ladies and gentlemen. This came out of whatever the fuck has happened, and it's come to this moment. Unfucking planned. Livy! You jump out towards the key that Skylar has outstretched. Skylar, as you have it outstretched, you look at Livy and you feel a blackness overcome you and it takes in you. Livy, you see the black smoke enter the eyes, nose, mouth, and ears of Skylar.
No! No!
And as you do that, you tap the end of the dagger to the key. And you feel a massive explosion again, and everything goes dark.
What a fucking way to wrap up season 2. That was a wild way for everything to come together. Is everyone dead? Hopefully we'll find out in a possible season 3. Right now, the whole world has gone insane, and the coronavirus bullshit may never end. So with that and trying to find ways to monetize this podcast, there could be a significant delay for another season. If you want a season 3, help us out. To help out, you can post links on social media, make hashtags, reach out to the stars of the show, post links anywhere people may be interested, or just let people know by word of mouth. If the support builds, it may be easier to make this thing happen for a season 3. Let us know what you think about a possible Patreon. We'll be looking at all kinds of options. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can still reach me on Twitter and Instagram at Mitch Stockton or thethirdbrand.com. Also, check out everybody else at The Real Skyman with two N's, at Kevo Modesto, at SoOlive525, and at TLTOA_Princess for Miss Andrea. Until next time, for Skylar Robertson and Olivia Ogilvie, I am Mitch Stockton, and may your journey be magical.
Okay.
Was that too much of a racist joke? Everybody knows you drink the water in Mexico, you get the shits, right?
Too much? No.
No. That's fine. This is
the Lost Tales of Adventuring, Skylar.
Yeah, I didn't say that I couldn't breathe.
There's no limits here, buddy.
Is my last...
Cliffhanger is a classic! How dare you?
I've never fucking heard of it.
The Specialist? Ugh, jeez.
Cliffhangers.
Cliffhangers more, cool. More of I kind of like the Specialist, though, too. It's nice. Bombs. I like explosions.
It's pretty cool.
I'm not ashamed of you not seeing the Specialist. The Cliffhanger, yeah.
Cliffhanger's a classic. You've seen Ace Ventura Part 2, though, right?
Yes.
You remember the very beginning when he drops the raccoon on the high wire? Because the clip
yes!
breaks?
Yes! Oh!
That's an homage to Cliffhanger.
It's a parody of Cliffhanger.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I had to make it so she could understand.
Not fair. I heard that, the little clip, and then it... Oh,
his little raccoon
so
hands.
Sad.
His little raccoon hands.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was so fucking sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
If you saw Cliffhanger, it would have been hilarious, not sad, but yeah.
So sad. He's trying so hard.
Anyways.
Are you really on meth?
No, dude. I'm telling you. That was
on meth!
That was the third little mini baby spider I've had crawling on me, bro.
Maybe
like,
you got like
spider
eggs.
There's no fucking spiders!
You got spider eggs behind your couch, dude?
Damn it. There's no fucking spiders. You weird fuck.
Dude, I'm telling you. Like,
I
not like I was
felt
walking,
any spiders.
Not like I was walking through spider webs outside or something.
I mean, meth makes you see the spiders,
yeah,
too.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you didn't.
I don't do meth.
I know.
Just cocaine.
Well, I mean,
I don't think cocaine makes you.
I mean, if
see
you splatter up crystal meth enough, it'll look like coke.
Yeah, it burns though.
God damn it!
What? Well, next time you see one, show us so
okay,
we know you're
yeah.
not cracked
mm-hmm.
out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do
okay.
believe you though.
Sure you do.
No, I do.
Assholes.
I know you're not on meth.
All of you are assholes.
No.
Take off your top.
Bortok wouldn't say that.
No, he wouldn't. He's a goat man. He only likes nipples. Goat nipples.
He likes teats.
Not
teats. He likes teats.
There you go. Damn it. My joke was foiled. All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't expect that end question.
I don't know.
Bortok is speechless.
My brain just exploded. Okay, I'm back. The two guys do DP on Livy.
No, they don't.
Dragon punch.
No. The two guys on top of Livy
double
are
pasta.
Punching. They're
a double pasta. Callbacks. A lot of callbacks in this one.
God damn it.
That was intense. That ending. What happened?